This is Alex Faust, play-by-play voice of the LA Kings, and you're listening to King's Realm Podcast. Boy, do they know what good pizza tastes like.
Damn right. Welcome to the King's Realm, presented by the Hockey Podcast Network. Be sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Twitch at King's Realm Pod, and leave us a voicemail or send us a text at 562-317-0087. So, the Stars failed at the 0-3 comeback. And the finals begin on Friday between the Panthers and the Knights.
I'll be putting my cowboy hat away.
Is there any more really to talk about with that?
Slay that pussy.
Wow. There it is.
Wow.
That's my take.
That's how we start a show right here. I'm Dennis Wilson. It's James Whitlock.
Slay that pussy.
And Jordan Hegman.
Oh, yeah. I'm drinking a Modelo Oro this evening to start it off.
Modelo Oro. I got to say, it's
a... Like low-carb version. It tastes like Modelo and LaCroix had a baby.
Whoever...
Is their baby cute?
Suggested this boatswain was wrong.
Really?
Oh my God.
Not good?
I'm not a fan.
Yeah, I'd agree with you.
So that's why I brought a backup made West. You want one, James?
God damn it.
Sure. I only want one because Jordan's going to hate it that we're drinking it.
Man, that's. Some beers are just,
very tarry.
Yeah, it's not. There we go. That's. Let me go. Let me get this out of here. Dude, yeah. You took a big old pull off that.
I wanted to tell.
He wanted to be sure.
You can't open a beer without it getting on your computer. What the fuck? This guy's got.
You've had plenty of practice.
Got these leggings that I used to cover my computer when I crack cans. Damn, dude. And I came far enough back, I thought it was good.
They may or may not be Alex I follows.
Yeah. If you can decode that code, then that.
What is the code? Yeah, I can't.
He said they're usually
it's IA19. Wait.
ENAJST on 12/23/22. That was the Arizona game.
Okay.
All right. Now it's time.
All right. So
speaking of decoding, should we decode a read or two?
You
want to say something first?
Yeah, I know. I wanted to buy James some more time here. Mm-hmm. I want you to think about it because I don't know if you thought about it yet. Should the Stars have benched Ben after his suspension? Think about that one while James reads this bullshit.
Should he have stayed benched?
Yeah, don't answer. Think about it. James is going to be busy. Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like the lamp during hockey playoffs with DraftKings Sportsbook. Right now, new customers can make a $5 bet and score $150 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and sign up with promo code THPN. We're going into the finals, folks. It's time.
It's time.
Place your bets. Who do you got? Vegas?
No.
Florida?
Yeah.
Yes.
I thought you'd say no and no.
I mean, can they both lose? No.
New customers can make a $5 hockey playoff bet and score $150 in bonus bets instantly. That's promo code THPN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details.
You're 90% there. It's pretty good.
Yeah. I did stop to make sure I was not going to hit eligibility. I had to stop, reset, and go at it.
You sensed it coming.
Yeah, I use the force.
The force?
The fours. No, the fives. Like, let's face it, coffee starting at $5.
Oh, look at that transition. Oh, my God.
Even without any customizations. And our bank account somehow always depleting. We are officially entering a dupe session. Most products do the same thing, but are priced differently solely based on brand name. So a good duplicate or dupe is crucial to getting the highest quality at the best price. One dupe you definitely shouldn't sleep on is Raycon wireless earbuds. Although you could sleep on them, like it wouldn't be bad with a little
they're that comfortable
meditating music. Like I feel like
okay.
Nice. And at the right
station. I know a lot of people trickle. Go to sleep with like earbuds in, yeah.
Yeah, so Raycon is premium audio at the perfect price point, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, without breaking the bank. So Raycon's mission is to prove that you shouldn't have to pay an arm and a leg for quality sound and essential smart tech listening features. Let us know. Are you buying in on this? Has anybody bought Raycons using your promo code?
Besides me.
Yeah. You can get a pair and a spare and still pay less than what you would for some of those other more big name tech brands out there. Raycon knows that in this economy, every purchase needs to be perfect. They offer buy now, pay later options. Right now, you can pay as low as $18 at checkout. I think that's for a sticker. They have an easy and free return guarantee. They offer 2 years product protection insurance for just a few bucks. They offer free domestic shipping and a flat fee international shipping. They have over 50,000 five stars. So check them out. They have customizable sound profiles, awareness mode, custom gel tips for a perfect, most comfortable in-ear fit, crystal clear sound quality, water and sweat resistance with 8 hours of playtime on every pair of earbuds. What can you do? Go to buyraycon.com/THPN today and get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/THPN to score 15% off. Buyraycon.com/THPN. You actually checking out?
Yeah, I'm trying to see how you pay $18.
For interest payments.
There you go. That's what it is. Klarna. For interest-free payments of $19.99.
It says as low as 18, so maybe there's a lower. Well,
I haven't put in the discount code yet, so let's put in THPN.
We're doing it live.
I know. Fuck it. We're doing it live. Apply. Yep, there see there? Up. Discount. Yeah, I'm sure once you – and then you get to do the four payments. There you go. There's your $18.
Bingo, bango.
There you go. Fancy.
Shop. Boom.
Champagne, right now, boom. It's just my new bear ray guns, courtesy of James.
I'll send the Zelle request, don't worry.
All right. Speaking of Zelle. No, I'm just kidding. Zelle. Jesus. We got a new read.
New sponsor, I guess.
Welcome to King's Realm. We just read you to sleep.
All right, so should they have benched Ben? He gets suspended. They won two games without him.
Need these recorded and put on YouTube after.
That sounds like a lot of work.
Thanks, Muffin.
We actually have to read them live. Actually, we don't have to read them live. And yes, they should have benched Ben. What's up, Mikey? Did I leave any voicemails?
I don't think so. I think we just got a Russisa.
Just Russisa.
Just a Russisa today. So, Mikey, you know, you got some time.
Mm-hmm. I mean, at $9.5 million a year, I think the answer is no. You don't bench him. But besides that, yes, they should have benched him.
I think they
because he's wanting for murder. He's probably lay low for a couple days.
I think they. I mean that would be a ballsy move. But I mean, you go into these two games, like, you know, obviously they lost the third game with Ben getting suspended, and then you win the next two games, and the dude that came in for him, like, played his ass off. I think he scored a goal. Played really well, and they won the two games.
Yeah, Jimmy Ben's also the captain.
Why would you want to fuck with that?
Because he's the captain.
Yeah, I think if you don't play him and then you lose those games – you probably are looking for a new job.
Maybe.
I completely
agree on that. But, I mean, if you're playing fantasy hockey and you have the opportunity to play somebody else, I think you play somebody else if you know that he's coming back. However.
Because why?
Because why what?
Because why do you play somebody else?
Because they have the potential. They've shown in recent two games that they have the potential to win with that setup.
I just think it was like what's the one thing that changed? And like I said, it's a ballsy move.
But do you think Jamie
him.
Benn is the sole reason why they came out flat as fuck in game set six? Because they looked like shit from the drop,
no.
Pretty much.
No,
6-0. They looked like a game against an AHL affiliate. Like Vegas absolutely dominated game six, and that wasn't because Jamie Benn was in.
Fair.
So if you take the evidence in front of you, it's hard to say that that really would have made a difference. Now, if it was close, 5-3 game, 5-4 game, something like that, then maybe I think there's an argument to be made there, but I don't think that Jamie Benn is the difference maker in a 6-0 blowout.
But were they – I mean, I guess they were.
And your fans would murder you. Like, you don't play them and you lose
6-0? Oh, yeah.
Your fans would have pitchforks in flames.
Yeah, I don't think you.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know if they would.
It's fucking Texas. It's way worse than pitchforks.
Yeah, that's true. Thinking of Waterboy.
Second time tonight you've referenced
that. I know. It's the reference of the night.
You better put David Ben in there. We're going to get his name.
I get part of that.
I don't know.
There was a big debate on the Twitter machine about it, so thought it was interesting.
I mean, I think it's really easy to have opinions, especially after they lost. But at the end of the day, he's your captain. You're not going to sit your captain if he's healthy.
He said it's a super ballsy move. There's been a lot of criticism of the veterans from Dallas fans, though. Not only Ben, but like Segan and, you know.
I feel like it's been that way the last few times they've made a deep run.
It has been because they disappear. Those are the guys you need to step up. So,
mm-hmm. And it's like late into the runs, too. I think in like the 2020 shortened season and the bubble season, they made it to the Western Conference Finals. Or did they make it to the finals? I forget.
I don't remember. No. Who was it in the finals?
2020 Stanley Cup Finals.
Research on the spot. Love it.
Tristan Cohen's here for it.
Just waiting for him to pop and be like, no, I'm not.
Randomly pops in.
It was Dallas.
Was it? Okay.
Yep. With an interim coach. Wow. Point was there. There was a point in warmups too. Then
a point in warmups.
Yeah, you remember last? Was the last playoffs when Braden Point was injured for the entire thing?
Oh,
I think it was like Frank Saravelli or some idiot. Every single time that they played, he would say no point in warmups, and he was like a legitimate post to start with, and then he just kept doing it because people were making fun of him.
Gotcha.
There is a point in warm-ups.
Mm.
So, anyways. What else you got?
Is anybody excited for the finals the way it lined
Yes.
up?
Yes. 1,000%.
Yeah.
I think it's actually going to be a pretty solid.
Because it's cut.
I think it's going to be.
Five-game series.
I think it's going to be a solid five-game series.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think it might go more.
Oh, it's going more.
Yeah, Vegas is a tough team to beat. So,
yeah, this is easily a 6 or 7 game series for sure.
Yeah,
but
I think it's going to be low scoring. I could be way off, but I feel like it's a more of a low scoring series.
I mean, we know who wins the goalie matchup.
Yeah, it's an easy Florida. One. Yeah.
And I feel like Vegas's real strength has been their depth somehow. I don't understand it with Michael Amadio on the fucking team. And I feel like Florida matches that pretty well. And then it's like superstars against superstars. And I don't know. Those are pretty even too.
I haven't watched any games between them because they don't play that often. But like, who's Tkachuk go after on Vegas?
Stone.
You think it's Stone?
Yeah.
It's not Eichel?
I mean, that didn't work. Eichel might be the one to go after just because he has the least amount of playoff experience.
He's not doing much, though.
Eichel?
Yeah.
Did he score? I thought he scored a game winner in one of those games.
Tkachuk eats game winners for breakfast.
Of course he does. I don't fucking get it. Like, dude, he is the definition of gamer.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
it's insane what he's doing,
especially in these playoffs.
Yeah.
It's like, gamer's a good way to put it, because it literally is like he is manifesting whatever he wants.
Yeah, it's like kind of like what, you know, Mike Richards was billed at as, you know, was like he was the gamer, right? But like that's
except Kachuk is more skilled.
Yeah, I think Kachuk takes that to a different level than what, like, you know, Mike Richards was.
Yeah, I mean, so. Mike Richards was a large piece of the machine, but he was a piece of the machine. Like, Matthew Kachuk is the head of the machine, essentially. There's obviously other very good players on that team. Don't get me wrong. But
so many players on the team that people just sleep on.
Yeah.
You know, Barkov being probably the biggest one. Like, it's dude's a fucking superstar if he's on any, like, team further up north on the East Coast.
Yeah. Both the Sams. I'm just looking at the roster right now. Low-key, Nick Cousins is pretty good.
Cousins?
Eric Staal still playing?
Somehow.
He's 38 years old. He might want to fucking stay in the cup. Aaron Ekblad, Brandon Montour. I mean, yeah.
It's a solid fucking team.
The best playoff beard of the year in Radko Gudas.
I think that's not a playoff beard, dude. That's just his beard.
But it's gotten more thick.
I know.
Thick.
I don't know how. It's like a solid, like, I mean, it looks like just one, like, giant piece of hair grows out of his face.
I mean, for fuck's sake, they have Patrick Hornquist. He's been on IR the entire year, but.
Is he still on IR or is he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, he's. I think he's been out for the entire year. He's 36. See,
they're cooch.
They're cooch.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are like, "Oh, they're terrible." Blah blah blah. They're not a good team. You know, they shouldn't have made it to the playoffs. Blah blah. They fucking won the President's Trophy last year, and not much changed, right?
I mean, they did. I think it took. I can't remember who it is now, but. It took another team to lose for them to make it in.
Well, yeah, it was the Penguins lost to Chicago.
That's right.
And that's why they're in. If the Penguins would have won the game they were supposed to win, Florida wouldn't be in. But I mean the big changes were, you know, obviously Kachuk for Huberdeau, and there was another person involved. I mean, that's like obviously a huge change, but as far as like the rest of the team, pretty intact.
Yeah.
And I mean, you traded
Kachuk and fucking Huberdeau are two very different players.
They're two very different players. They both produced a shit ton last year, you know, and Huberdeau's obviously been very good, but like, I think it's just a different mentality with Kachuk, and, you know, who knows, that might be the difference.
I think we were questioning that trade when it happened too.
I think everybody was.
Like, why the fuck do you make that trade?
They had to, are you talking about on Florida's end or on Calgary's end?
Florida.
Okay.
I mean,
but
Kachuk because
now you know why.
Kachuk was a 100-point player last year, so
But they also gave up Mackenzie Weegar for him too.
Yeah,
and that, and I think they also ate some salary on somebody. So,
who else was it?
They reached.
Did Calgary give up two players, or was it just Kachuk?
It was just Kachuk.
Was it? I thought they gave up somebody else to go that way.
Hold on. Keep it going.
I don't know how to keep it going. Jordan usually just fills this time with bullshit.
I mean, that's what we do. That's not how you spell his name.
Oh,
yeah. Mikey pointed out the Pens lost to Chicago at home. That's even worse.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking terrible.
And was it and that was their ticket into the final or into the playoffs, wasn't it?
I think so, because it would have been the Penguins instead of
Florida.
Yeah.
God. So much salt to rub into that wound right there.
Yeah, I think it was 2-for-1. Yeah. I think it was Huberdeau and
they did Weegar. They got a conditional fourth round.
Okay. So it was another player.
With Kachuk.
That was a lot to trade for Kachuk. That's probably why we were questioning it. But yeah. Obviously it paid off.
Well, and they just like Kachuk was or is, Huberdeau and Weegar were both up due for large contracts, I think, after this season. So it was also low-key kind of a cap move too. But Da, da, da. Yeah, anyways.
Trade, big one. 2025 conditional is what they sent the other way. Calgary sent a 2025 conditional pick. Well, it's probably safe to say whatever that condition was, they met it in the first year.
And they were both $9 million. Let's see. It was 9.15 went one way, and then 9.5 came to Florida with Tkachuk. So three players, 9.1, Tkachuk, 9.5.
If they win a cup, I'd say that 9.5 for Tkachuk is worth every penny.
Yeah, yeah. It bought him a cup.
There's players that make a hell of a lot more than that that aren't producing like he is in the playoffs.
Well, the delta is $350,000.
Yeah.
It's below league minimum, so.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't have thought he would make this much of a difference.
No.
Especially in the first year.
Yeah.
I'm crazy. I'm just glad he's out of the Pacific.
Right. So we were just kind of comparing Tkachuk to Mike Richards, and I just looked up the termination fees.
It's not really a comparison, like, other than the fact that, like, Mike Richards was billed as a gamer. And
yeah, yeah. I just decided, on the same level. I wanted to depress myself. And the termination fees for Mike Richards, we are paying him. Does anyone want to take a guess?
It's a lot.
Through what year?
It's like 2026 or 2027.
Yeah, try 2032.
32. That's right. Oh my God. It was 32.
Yeah.
I said it at the same time.
And how much? Yeah, you did. I'll give it to you. And how
ten
much
and a half
is
million
it?
Years. Or sorry.
Holy fuck.
$10.5 million at over 17 years.
17 years. And just to think, if he would have fucking terminated it the year before, if they would have terminated that contract, we'd be done already.
Yeah.
It's a Lombardi loyalty right there.
Uh-huh.
How much is it now?
How much is what?
The cap hit on that right now.
22-23 season. So this is the highest it's going to be. This is the highest it's been since the first year, which is at 1.8. 22-23 is at $900,000.
Okay, that's what I thought. It was right around a million.
And then it drops down to 7-7, 6-6, 6-6, 5-5, 4.
God damn.
Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, is respectively not a ton of money.
No.
But Jesus, I wonder if we're done paying Dion Phaneuf yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He fell off, I think, this year.
Do we? I don't think we have
and
any.
And then
like,
technically
buyout.
we're still playing or paying him because they brought him on as an advisor
okay,
this
come
season.
On. Doesn't go against cap.
That's true.
I think are we done with everybody except for Richards at this point? All the buyouts?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I thought.
At least until we get to Cal Peterson.
Off season's gonna be interesting.
It's gonna be.
Did you just have a stroke or
yes.
A little bit.
A little bit of both.
Pass a kidney stone over here.
No, I think that hurt a hell of a lot more. I've heard that's like childbirth right there.
I drove my dad to the hospital while he was passing it.
Yeah, I drove an old boss to the hospital while he was in the middle of passing one. I thought he was dying.
Yeah, he's like, run the red. I'm like, fuck you. I think it was like 18 at the time, 17, 18.
That sucks.
I'm freaking out.
Yep. And as soon as they got like morphine or some shit in him, he was fucking passed out because he had already been dealing with it. He waited till 6 a.m. to call me.
Jesus.
And he had been like on the bathroom floor for hours already, so... Not looking forward to passing one of them.
Yeah, no shit. All right. What else?
I don't know. Not a lot of hockey to talk about.
So we're all on the Florida train?
Except for this asshole.
I'm in Vegas.
Choo-choo. What?
I'm in Vegas.
He's a Vegas train. As pissed as he was about all the fucking Vegas fans coming in and acting like assholes in Staples Center... he's going to go ahead and support their team.
Listen, there's the Vegas fans like Scott that are going to be annoying for like a couple days because they have every right to be. But then there's like 98% of their fan base that's going to be fucking insufferable.
Yeah.
If they win the cup.
Yep. I agree.
Insufferable.
I'm not looking forward to it. So that's why I want Florida to win.
They've made it to the finals how many times now, though? In six
Once.
Years?
Once. This is their second.
Twice?
Nope. This is their second.
No. First year and this year.
I think they got to a conference final again.
Okay. I just remember Scott always having, he's like, oh, yeah, yeah. I'm like, dude, your shirt's getting worn out. He's like, I'll just get another one next year. I'm like, fuck you. So in my head, they did it again. I think it's like a lot of it has to do with Scott, but.
That's a lot of my hatred has to do with Scott.
Oh, speaking of Scott, he won the bracket too.
Yeah, I mean, the bracket's not over, but he is officially won because he picked the Knights to win. I was winning until Carolina went
winning.
Out. I was ahead, and I was ahead by a good margin above Scott. And then Carolina got knocked out, and like that was it. That was the end of my line, and Scott had Vegas winning the cup. So here we are.
Yeah.
He's officially won the bracket, even though it's not over.
Yeah, not only did Carolina get knocked out, they got fucking shellacked.
They got swept.
Uh-huh.
How the fuck did they get swept? Oh my god.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of times that people like to like compare the Kings of 2012 to current teams, and I think this is probably the closest.
Probably the closest, but like
scrape their way into the playoffs, and then they've done it in a pretty amazing fashion relatively quickly, minus the first series.
But like Dennis said, they were President's Trophy Club last
year. Right. And that's the hang up.
Yeah.
That's
the hockey club.
I get it. It's just funny. Like, and yeah, I mean,
it says hockey club on your hat.
President's Trophy Club. That's like a sales award, right? I've won the President's Trophy. I'm part of the President's Trophy Club.
Oh, that's what just, you're doing now.
Okay. That's just James trying to get his 10%, Dennis.
I know. This is me trying to...
You call them hockey clubs.
But
that's a thing. I'm fighting Jordan because he's like...
I get it.
You want your 10%. It's not even a 10%. It's 100% right.
James is like, it's 15% at least.
Fucking might be 18%. Fucking gay.
No, but they were there last year, right? They were in the conversation last year. So I don't think it's different. I mean, I think it's different.
That's the hang up. That is the difference between the two.
Because they arguably got better, right? With the trade.
Yeah. When people say that though, it really diminishes what the Kings did in 2012.
So somebody on Twitter said like Florida has to be the worst team. If they win, they will be the worst team to win the Stanley Cup. And there was a bunch of fans of other teams like, hello, 2012 Kings. Like, they weren't even supposed to make the playoffs that year, and they won the cup. Like, they scraped in just like Florida. Yeah, but like weren't coming
they
off
weren't
a President's
even in
Trophy.
The conversation at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, they weren't coming off a President's Trophy season. And then trading for a major upgrade in Tkachuk, as it turned out, like, of course they're a good team. Like, they just, you know, they went through some shit, like, and they had to gel with new people and blah blah blah. It's like, they're a good team that's hitting at the right time.
100%. This is how it should happen, right?
It's like you can say they're comparable in the fact that they barely made the playoffs and they are just fucking running a train through everybody.
Whoa. That DVD will be out at the end of the season.
The fucking Panthers train?
Yeah.
Released on OnlyFans.
That's right. We don't sell them on DVDs anymore. Never mind. My bad.
Yeah, porn will be released on. Now it's just straight streaming. So.
Being released on OnlyPaws.
OnlyPaws. Wow.
Panther.
Jinx.
Holy
shit. We both said only pause. Wow. Like this is we've been doing this for a while.
Yeah. All right. Should we listen to one voicemail?
One voicemail. We need Jaden on here. I think I have an answer to his tweet, but I don't want to talk about it unless he's on. So might have to save it.
There's twat.
He tagged me. We talked a little bit about last week, the four albums, no skips.
Ah.
I have way more than four, as it turns out.
Here we go.
Let's go! Kings Realm Podcast. What is up, that's gentlemen? It is Tuesday night, about 8 o'clock, post-Beer League game. The boys got a big W in overtime.
Woo-hoo.
Your boy with a hat trick.
Hat trick!
Good stuff. One of my boys, Nick, got the OTGWG.
Nice.
Wow. I love that shit. Let's see, what is going on? Mikey with a barn burner, I think, of a Triple Crown line. My top three free agents, if money was not an issue, cap space not an issue, all that great stuff. Patty Kane would be in that top three.
Ooh.
And then Ryan O'Reilly and probably Patrice Bergeron.
Wow, let's get the old guys.
We're talking about having all the Celtic candidates on our team. I was like, nah, that's silly. We already got Phil Vanilla's Kopitar.
And then I was like,
fuck it. Let's have all four. Let's have O'Reilly, Kopitar, Bergeron, and Deneau. Fuck it.
And Yager.
Anyway.
Fuck it.
That would be pretty sweet to have Patrice Bergeron or Ryan O'Reilly or both. You know, full send. Showtime Patty Kane would be awesome, too. Let me give you a dark – I don't know if it's a dark horse, but let me give you one that I think is much more realistic. Actually, an RFA in Tampa Bay. His name is Tanner Jeannot. I think he would be a killer fit on either our third or fourth line. He's a left wing. He's got some size, physicality. He'll drop the gloves. Better skilled version, less kind of scummy version of Brendan Lemieux, I think.
Okay.
I think he would fit beautifully. He's an RFA on Tampa. Like I said, they have no cap space.
Less bitey.
They probably have negative cap space right now, but if you pulled up cap friendly, maybe the stats guys can do that for me. Huh? The stat guys with the stats and the what and the what and the what? yeah, Tanner Jeannot. That's one that I think. I like that one a lot. Anyway.
Interesting.
What do we got here? What do we got?
What the fuck else is going on? Cliff, where are you?
Where's Cliff
with the name game? Oh, come on. I miss that so bad. I need it. Need it in my life. Let's get that back. Maybe I'll think of one. All right, Cliff, if you're not in this week, as in tomorrow, like Wednesday, Cliff's not in for one, I will have one for Jordan next week, promise. I will start pitching him in there, because I think that's a fucking beautiful idea.
You should have gave him Tanner.
Anyway, hope all is good. Please let us know when we're supposed to submit our massive shit-talking voicemails. I really hope that's not this week, because I'm not prepared. I'll have to practice my shit-talking against you three. Mike, you could probably do it off the top of the dome much, much better than I could. Anyway, let us know when we're supposed to submit those for review. And we'll go ahead and put those in. So anyway, all right. Now I'm just the rambling man. See ya.
I'm gonna send a text to the wife right now.
I think that needs to be a. Oh my god! Shut up.
Who's playing it's, shit?
It's Sportsnet on Cap Friendly auto playing. I think that needs to be a post season, like post all season activity. Because it's a really good idea. I think we need to like focus like a lot of good time on it.
We, in promoting it, because we said we were talking about it this week, and we're thinking like 2 weeks. You get 2 weeks to get your submissions
so
in, and we'll save them all.
So she's coming up with kind of like the rules, right? And it's not going to be a lot, but there's going to be some rules. She's coming up with that.
First ones, you can't talk about their wives.
Probably, yeah.
Or at least Genesis.
No families. Yeah. Other than that, it's probably going to be pretty open, and she's trying to decide on like what she's making for the prizes. So she's working on that. So hopefully next week or two we'll have that, and then we were going to give like 2 weeks. You got 2 weeks to get a voicemail in. We feel like that's pretty fair.
Yeah, I think so. Like knowing that you have time now. To like prep it, like you kind of know what the thing is. You can.
It's in the foreseeable future.
Yeah. So 2 weeks should be good enough. Tanner Jeannot. They don't even have him in a Tampa Bay Lightning uniform for his picture.
Yeah. So he is an RFA, which I don't know, like really how much that.
He's 6'2", 203. So he's listed as
decent sized dude.
Yeah,
20, I mean, 26 years old.
He's definitely bigger than Lazat.
Mm-hmm.
our stroke jokes on the table.
we're gonna leave that up to James.
Yep,
James. James says okay.
It also defines stroke.
Yeah. I mean, that could be taken multiple ways.
Man.
Stroke for a stroke?
Could be taking stroke. Could be referring to your golf game. Who knows?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Tampa currently, what year is this? Does this tell me what year? Projected cap hit.
100. 102 I mean, million.
You're on the right track. Keep it going.
Yeah, so 17 players they have signed for next season. Just over $83 million.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God.
They have $450,000 in cap space. I think
the and cap only goes, 17 players signed?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to be a seller this offseason.
Nobody says you have to have full bench. Fuck it. We'll do it with 17.
Jesus. Wow.
What's the minimum this year or next year?
I'm pretty sure Kucherov is going to get into a jet skiing accident or something and be on IR for majority of the season.
The Kuch move.
Holy shit. Here's a fun fact about Tampa since we're on it. They only have 1 6th-round pick and 2 7th-round picks in this upcoming
draft. They've traded away everything.
Yeah, they have no first-round pick in 24 and 25, and they have no second-round pick in 24.
I mean, I'm assuming that those were used to buy some Stanley Cups. So,
fair enough.
Yeah,
they are about to head into them being really shitty for a while.
Oh man, Mike Esiamont. Former Kings prospect.
Mikey E.
That's Kings deep cuts right there.
Deep cuts. What are you looking at?
Minimum salaries of all the sports.
What's the lowest minimum salary?
Minimum salary for 2022 for us was $750.
But is that the lowest out of all the sports?
No, MLB is $570.
Really?
Really?
NFL practice squad.
Soccer.
$11,500.
Yeah, but practice squad isn't on the team, though.
MLS, $65,500.
There you go.
Jesus Christ. That's painful.
And somehow they say soccer is more popular than hockey.
$60,671.
Ouch. That isn't even paying for an apartment in L.A.
No,
for a Sparks player.
No, it's not.
But that's minimum, though.
That well, I mean, there's players on those teams that are making minimum. Yeah.
Do you guys know who Matt Rife is?
Yes,
he's a comedian. Does like a lot of crowd work.
Yeah, I mean, there was apparently a girl, one of the best.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm not. You know, I don't swing that way, but it's kind of hot. Anyways.
It is well known.
There's a clip on his Instagram that some girl in the audience's mom played in the WNBA, and he just absolutely roasts her.
He's like,
cool. Like, you know, did you get to sit like courtside, something like that? She's like, yeah, absolutely. And he goes, was it lonely? And he just keeps digging in our digging, and he's like, boom, I just did something your mom could never do. I just dunked on you, bitch.
Oh my God.
It was pretty ought to send it over, but his crowd work is insane. Yeah,
he's really good. He's really funny.
His stand-ups, okay. It's nothing too crazy. His crowd work is really what is.
And I think he's getting more and more known for it. So people are talking shit during his shows so that they're provoking him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's really good at roasting.
Boom roasted.
Boom. You know roasted. Who is actually really, really good at that? I went and saw him. It was Dana Carvey. Somebody tried to heckle him. He was, we saw him in, it was Irvine. at the Laugh Factory, I think, or whatever it is over there.
It's going to be like
the Spectrum.
Which casino?
At the whatever the whatever it
Yamaha.
Is.
Yamaha.
Yeah, no joke.
A long time.
Kevin Hart's playing at one of the casinos, I think, June 12th.
He's playing at Yamaha, dude, let's I think.
Go. Yeah, I fucking want to go bad.
Like, let's go. But he was trying out, he's working, like he's doing a small tour, like trying to work material for like an HBO special. Mm-hmm. And someone tried to heckle him, and I don't remember what it was. All I remember is like he came back at him so fucking hard and so fast, like nobody else heckled him the rest of the show.
Damn.
I've never like seen a special or anybody, like any clips of anybody shutting down somebody so hard that nobody else wanted to say anything.
I mean, Dan Carvey's been doing it for a long time.
So it was, you could tell it was a total experience thing.
Yeah.
And just the way that he handled it and everything, it was freaking funny.
He's at the venue at Thunder Valley.
Thunder Valley.
In Lincoln, California.
Lincoln?
Yeah.
That's where the Colemans live.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
That's up north. That's like Sacramento area.
Check June 6th.
He's playing Yamaha, somewhere in June 12th.
See? Yeah.
Yeah. Selling, it says selling fast, too. It's funny. There's a bunch of dates, but only a few of them say 21 plus event. Or maybe that's because it's in the casinos.
Probably the casinos.
Yeah. So section 204, $230 a ticket. That's the starting price.
How much?
Well, here's the section ones, the grand each.
Jesus.
But that's the cheapest seat.
Is this aftermarket?
No, this is, well, it's Vivid Seats.
It's Vivid, stock.
So is that?
one ticket. So to get to where you can get multiple tickets together, the lowest you'll pay is $346.
No, thanks. I'll wait for the special.
That's in 300s.
That's resale, right? That's not.
That looks
that's
like it's
not,
resale.
Yeah, that's the resale market. That's not.
Yeah.
If, I mean, a lot of people are charging a lot for their shit nowadays, bands included, but that's obscene.
Yeah. Someone made the joke. It's like, wow, have you seen the price of Blink-182 tickets? They're not very much work sucks, I know prices.
Right? Fucking like I wanted to go see Deftones. It was like $200 to get in the venue. Like, what the fuck is this? And that was before. That was like when they went on sale.
I feel like all the giant music festivals have like just jacked up prices.
Yeah, it's all
just
out.
To even the people.
Yeah, and I can see that the festival prices because you're there and you're seeing multiple. Essentially headlining bands.
Yeah, like, but like for like an hour at the time, like for the most part. But I think there's been a ripple effect out into just like going seeing a single band and an opener or two, you know.
Yeah.
Like I think like all the Coachellas and the, you know, Lollapaloozas and even like fucking Beach Life here in fucking Redondo has gotten huge.
Yeah. Never like, even heard of it.
Yeah, like they just had Gwen Stefani. God, who else was there?
I think that there's a lot of bands like, you know, we're at the age now, the bands that we like, when they play, they're just like, fuck, I'm old. If I'm going to do this, I'm really going to get paid for it.
Cash in.
I'm going to cash in for it. They just went and saw Under Oath. And I was like, I don't know how much the tickets were when they first went on sale, but like on the resale market, it was around like $100 or so.
We were looking just at randomly. What's the new amphitheater in Irvine at the Great Park or whatever it's called? Yeah. Tool is playing there with Stain for like $40.
What?
Yeah.
I'll go see Tool.
Yeah, no shit, right?
I think Laura's watching. Let's go see Tool. And she told me she made it to the stream somehow.
Jenny said that she's down to go too. It'd be fun.
I haven't seen Tool since the first Coachella.
Oh,
when
damn.
They played with Rage Against the Machine. That was interesting. They had Tool had two naked people, a guy and a girl, like hanging like from the stage, like doing these weird like contortionist dances, like hanging by their feet. for an hour long set. That was pretty weird.
Were you sober?
Yes. I was broke at the time. I barely could afford to go. I was lucky to buy water all day. So yes, I was sober.
Fair.
Theater. What are you looking at?
I was thinking of a trip ground line.
Okay. Summer movies coming out.
Summer movies.
So yeah, so you're pre-researching for this.
Yeah.
I was going to say, since we were talking about comedians.
Have you seen the reviews? The new Indiana Jones?
No.
So one of the reviews, I forget exactly how they put it, but it's like, basically, like, we didn't know how good we had it with Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Oh, really?
Like, it's that bad.
Wow.
It's like, ooh, I don't think.
Teenage Kraken.
What? If she plays hockey in that movie at any point.
Who is that?
That's like some like animated movie.
It's a DreamWorks movie. Ruby Gilman, Teenage Kraken. Yeah, if she's like high school hockey player, Shameless.
So I'm getting so Lori is watching. She says she's down to go to Tool if it's not Taylor Swift expensive.
You know what? I was wrong, Dennis. It's Godsmack.
And Tool or
and Stained.
Godsmack? No. No wonder it's $40. No, I'm not going. If it was Tool, I'd be there.
Yeah, that was once I said that, it didn't sound right.
And Godsmack and Stain makes way more sense playing together.
Yep. Agreed. Kids Bop is playing, if you're interested.
And Liv would be stoked. Kids Bop. What was that concert? It's like
one of the Kids Bop kids sang the national anthem.
Yeah.
At one of the last games. Yeah. That's the one I took Wesley to.
Kids Night one?
Yeah, I got shit for introducing them and talking to them. They're like, hey, what, how'd that talk with that 13-year-old go? Jesse and Hannah and bust my balls. I'm like, hey, I'm trying to get him learned on how to speak to girls. Like, go up and
you
introduce
don't
yourself.
Need to,
and
don't even need to. Yeah,
oh, no. Yeah, I do.
Do you really?
He's a little rough around the edges.
Well, I mean, that's probably a good thing for right now.
Yeah, like, he's 12, so he should be. But
keep him in his place for a while.
At least don't want him to look awkward.
There's nothing wrong with that. Keeps him humble.
Keeps him humble. Learn a few life lessons.
Learn some life lessons that'll keep you up late at night well into your 30s.
Like, wow, I really screwed that one up.
So it's one of those memories he'll have, like when he's like, you know, in his 30s, like trying to go to bed. And he remembers that time when he was 12 and he fucked up that conversation with that girl.
Because his dad made him talk to her.
No, that one went well.
That's the one that he didn't fuck up.
Yeah.
It's getting toasty.
Toasty.
Toasty. All right. I don't know.
What else
just in case you're wondering, tickets to Kids Bop start at $28, Dennis.
Don't really.
They play
do
all
that.
Popular music. It's like,
do I look like a guy that listens to popular music?
For your daughter, yes. You look like a guy that do anything for your daughter.
There's been a lot of Taylor Swift on in the truck.
Oof. Like I said, for your daughter.
Not as bad as I thought it would be.
I'd take the boys with you.
So, yeah, I know you listen to Kids Bop in the truck.
I used to. We don't do it anymore. But
I know because they've grown up. But
yeah, I would do it, and they would go because Liv was there.
No, they would go because you made them go.
No,
John would go. Because John
would
and James,
legitimately
I think.
Go.
John and James, I think, would legitimately go.
Yeah,
Wes would be like, "Do I have to?"
Be like, "Dude, your first concert. What's up?"
Have to be Kids Bop.
That would be an embarrassing first concert.
Hey, Jaden's here. We can talk about it.
What was everyone's first concert?
Okay, so
Janet Jackson.
Kids Bop.
Did you see Titty?
Was around when Jaden was a kid. That just sounds weird.
I feel like it was around when I was a kid.
Just shut up, Jordan.
Kids Bop doesn't suck. It's just watered down.
It's just kids singing popular songs.
Well, and it is kind of funny to hear how they modify them.
Some songs I thought they would modify and they don't.
Oh, really? I've never heard one where they let stuff slip through.
Well, it's not anything like too crazy, but like Party in the USA, the Miley Cyrus song, they don't change anything about that. The
kids did that at school today.
I know. Liv was one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. She's been talking about it for months. I'm like, oh, did they change any of the words? She's like, nope. Okay.
Is there questionable lyrics in that song?
I mean, not really, but like talking about all the other girls in stilettos while she's in, you know, it's like, okay, yeah, whatever. It's not really like anything, but like kids are singing about it. Like it's, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure they did that. It was a Kesha who sings that song Timber on a Kids Bop. And like, it's like, we're going down. I'm calling Timber. It's about a boner. And they did it on Kids Bop.
Oh, really?
I'm pretty sure.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, more, I know that song is about a boner. Know. Yeah, yeah.
John's like, no, I know the song is about a boner.
It's definitely about a boner.
I think the Kids Bop song was about a tree falling in the woods.
Probably.
Sure.
Because kids are singing it. It's got to be, right?
Yeah.
It's innocent.
You'd hope at least, right? All right. Mikey says that his first concert was Atmosphere.
Atmosphere? I remember mine. It was Limp Bizkit in Hollywood. I was like 17.
My first was, I was still in middle school. Some of my friend convinced his dad to take us to go see, it was kind of weird. It was Macy Gray, the Black Eyed Peas, and Eminem.
Okay. That was, those were all very popular at the same time. So,
mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jaden's first concert was Iron Maiden. Hell yeah. I go see Iron Maiden today.
Run to the hills.
Maybe I took it on John's phone.
I see he said the Panda Center. First I read that as the Panda Center.
Panda Center.
I was like, where's the Panda Center? Oh, Panda Center.
John was wearing a backwards red hat and looked solid like Fred Durst.
Solid Fred Durst.
Yeah. And so I was like, I had to pull up Fred Durst to show him. Uh-huh. I took a picture and I thought he had it, but I took a picture.
Did you ask him if he was doing it all for the Nookie?
I'm like, what's up with the Fred Durst? He's like, I'm sorry, what?
The who?
I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, 10-year-old. Fred
you
Durst.
Don't know Fred Durst.
Let me pull him up real quick.
Luke's baseball team was the Yankees this year, and Jenny's like, I'm buying a red fucking hat. And it's worn to every game.
Because the Yankees? Because the Fred, oh, because he had a red Yankees hat.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. I get it now.
Smash
what
pumpkins.
Was your first concert, James?
Janet Jackson.
Oh, you said this right. Janet Jackson.
I took Ben Garcia.
Really?
Instead of my girlfriend, she was pissed.
I bet she was phenomenal.
And then we sat next to these two older girls, like probably young 20s, and we thought we were laying down solid
older,
game.
That's so funny. Older girls in young 20s.
We're 17 at the time.
Okay.
So we thought we were laying
17
down.
17-year-old,
like,
and you chose Janet Jackson.
I love it. That's my girl.
I mean, it's
forever.
I mean, it's Janet. So yeah. I mean, I'm not gonna.
That's my girl.
It's just interesting.
It's funny. I won the tickets.
Okay, off, so you won tickets
off the radio, right? Calling in, I actually won the tickets, and I was so excited. I ran out of my room. And I told my my parents that I won tickets to this concert.
Uh-huh.
And my dad pulls out his wallet and he pulls out two tickets and he's like, I "Actually, went and bought you tickets for your birthday."
You were that much of a Janet fan that he
knew, yeah.
Wow.
And I'd never been to a concert, and like it would be the only concert I really wanted to go to.
So you had four tickets and you still didn't take your girlfriend?
No. We sold those. We sold his. I actually got better seats from the radio station, so. But yeah, then we went. I gotta ask Ben. I don't know if you remember.
Like, we need to bring Ben back on the show because I need to hear about this.
Yeah, yeah.
This is awesome.
It was pretty badass. We had a good time.
I can just imagine James like standing there, like singing all the songs, dancing and shit.
I'm not really a concert dancer.
I mean, you don't move around.
Some, yeah, but I'm like, I'm more into the rhythm of the music than
yeah,
I am.
Yeah, but I mean, that's
than like, I am know. A dancer, you know.
Well, I mean, it's yeah, more like musician busting type. Fucking, yeah, not right. doing that shit. But like, you're like, yeah.
I love that you went here.
The fucking you're disco.
Should that tell you disco.
That's how old you are.
You did it.
No, no, because that's what you would do because you're a disco guy.
Do you air drum when you?
No.
Discotheque?
You don't?
No, I mean, usually I'm going like fucking like metal shows and shit. So it's I don't air drum. So yes. A lot of like fucking like that type of shit.
Okay.
I move around like
Jordan, are you a concert dancer?
Not really.
I don't stand still. That's for fucking sure.
Mostly because I'm white.
Jordan's probably not going to dance type shows, I would imagine.
I mean, for the stagecoach and stuff like that.
Jordan's in the pit.
I've also done that too. Yeah. Yeah. Done that a few times.
I stopped going into pits in like my mid-20s. I was fucking...
This is dumb.
Now,
oh, yeah,
now
I
see videos of like hardcore shows and like, dude, it's just fucking dumb. Like, I'm like, why? That's not even look fun.
People going out just swinging.
I know. Like, and kicking, like... There's dudes out there, the fucking roundhousing, like people in the face. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like,
so you don't mosh with brass knuckles?
Yeah, you know, like,
asshole.
Might be like someone do that shit. They're getting their ass fucking.
I'm hardcore.
Honestly, like, I think the last pit that I was in was Ozfest a million years ago, and it was Atreyu on the side stage, and that was a lot of fun. And people like, it was one of those good pits where like you just kind of like bouncing around, like people fall, and like, you know, three or four people pick them up, and like.
Yeah, those are the fun ones.
Yeah.
I went to Ozfest and I saw Hatebreed. And I had never seen a crazier pit. Like, I saw at least two people with bloody noses. Like, it was fucking nuts. And then Down played after that. And if you don't know Down, it's the, like, guitar players from Corrosion of Conformity and Phil Anselmo from Pantera. And he was known for riling up the crowds. He kind of, like, started that whole shit. And, like, his thing is, like, you know me, like, there's no pit big enough for me, like, type of shit. Like, this is going to get nuts. Like, you better fucking get nuts or we're walking.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, I walked away. Because after watching a Hatebreed and, like, the shit that I saw in the pit right there, I was like, I'm not going to be anywhere near this. Like, this looks like a fucking hospital bill to me. Like, I'm done. And it was, like, and so I found a spot a little bit higher up and away. Dude, I have never seen a bigger fucking pit than that. And it's because fucking singer of Pantera, you know, like he's that guy. So it was fucking crazy. But yeah, I didn't go in pits after that. It was done.
Smart move.
Yeah. It was fun, like, you know, for more rock shows. But like, you know, you get into the hardcore shows or the fucking metal shows, like, nope, done.
Yeah, where people just throwing fucking fists.
For no reason. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Well, there you go.
Jordan.
Yes.
I think we're done.
Yeah.
You don't want to talk about.
You got James something?
Tweet? I thought.
I mean, we could. There was. I mean, we could, but. Maybe we should get.
I also don't want to give James the satisfaction of finishing for an hour.
That's true. Maybe we should get Jaden on to talk about this one. I think we could all come up with four albums, no skips.
I don't listen to albums, though. I couldn't, but I would enjoy listening.
You couldn't? No.
No. You asked that. I didn't buy albums to buy albums.
So
it was never my thing.
I thought it would be hard to come up with some, but I actually like started thinking about it. And I have more than four. Just within a few bands, I have more than four.
Okay.
And I could probably come up with more.
Wow.
So I think it'd be hard to narrow it down to four at this point.
Damn. Okay.
So I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. Maybe we bring Jaden on for that one. Guest spot.
A continuation.
I don't know, Jordan. Do you think you have four?
Yeah, I'd probably have to look. Because like recently, I just like throw on like the last, you know, probably almost decade, I just throw on like it used to be Pandora, now it's Spotify, like just like whatever is random. But I could probably figure it out if I sat down and thought about it for a minute.
Went to see Meshuggah a few months ago in LA, and the pit was awesome. Crazy as fuck. Nobody got hurt. Tons of crowd surfing from beginning to end. In Flames was the opener. Wow. That's a hell of a show. I feel like Meshuggah is like it's a different era. So the fans are different.
Right.
And they're not fucking Pantera fans that are just fucking nuts. So I could see that. That's more of like the pit that would be like that. You know, nothing, nobody like trying to hurt each other, like just having fun out there. But man, that's a hell of a show. Meshuggah, dude, they're fucking mind melting. Like I can only take them in doses. And I think that's because the time signatures and shit. I try and figure that stuff out and it gives me a fucking headache. So,
yeah, I don't have that problem.
Yeah. A lot of people just like, people you wouldn't even like think about it, or wouldn't think would like Meshuggah, or just like, fuck yeah, Meshuggah. Like I'm all about them. James, like, who the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, I think I was like, Meshuggah.
Oh, is that better?
Is this better?
Oh my god,
we're finally about to get out of here.
I know, and then all of a sudden, Jane's talking about all these shows he's been to. A bunch of civilized chaps bobbing their heads to jazz fusion. I don't know how to pronounce it. It's Pliny, whatever. And he's like from Australia or New Zealand or whatever. That dude's fucking good. I go check him out. I'm sure he was fantastic.
That I do laughing. Not know.
Was it Sun Gazer or Meat Gazer?
Meat Gazer. I wouldn't consider Pliny like jazz fusion though.
Jazz flute.
The jazz flute.
Yeah, you play the ass.
You'll eat cat poop. One of the most the best low key jokes in that movie is that scene when he's like playing jazz flute. If you play the jazz flute, he goes, I'm not prepared, and he slides the flute out from his jacket. It's so low key, but it's so fucking good. Like, I'm just not prepared. Got to meet him. Cool guy. Yeah, I bet he was. All right, now that Jaden's got me on it. Polyphia. Jaden, you listen to Polyphia? Let me know. They're freaking insane.
Jordan, this could be a joke on me where they're just going to name a bunch of things that just make up words.
I will prove it to you off the show. We don't need to drag on the show because of it, but I will prove it to you. So we got to say, who are we talking about? Meshuggah, you got to hear Meshuggah. You got to hear Pliny, and then you got to hear Pliny, whatever it is. I don't know.
Whatever Polyphia. You just said.
Yeah.
Polyphia. Maleficent.
Maleficent, yeah.
I think that's a Disney track. That's a Disney joint.
All right, we're just fucking rambling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're going to do that. Jaden, think about it. Make some time. Guest spot on the show. We're going to talk about that.
Punk Rock NBA has an episode about Meshuggah.
Finn McKinty.
Mm-hmm.
Love that dude. He is just—he is just such a shit talker.
Oh yeah.
Like somebody he reposted something today. A tweet's like, if you haven't figured it out yet, Finn McKinty, all he does is just on his streams is just stereotype people, and he just wrote back like, accurate. It is so fucking true. I like that dude. He's funny.
Have you watched any of his YouTube videos?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Fair. That dude's he's fucking good, and he's pretty spot on most of the time. I know he pisses a lot of people off with his opinions, but he's pretty fucking spot on.
Yeah, and I don't know like if he just does a shit ton of research or he's just like an encyclopedia of like information.
I think he's just an encyclopedia of information. Like he's
like a Jesse Cohen.
Yeah, exactly. Type. Like
Yeah,
he's just been in it, and like he's just that guy. So all right, we'll get out of here. We'll stop rambling. So be sure you're following us on Twitter and Instagram at Kings Realm Pod. Also Twitch. We're on Twitch too. Subscribe to the show where it's podcasts. And 562-317-0087. Leave us voicemail. Send us a text. We haven't got a text in a long time. It's been voicemails, which I'm not mad about. Much easier to play voicemails than going to be text. But you can still do it. So, and
he likes Jim Henson.
That's Tim Henson.
That's Jim's brother, cousin.
Frank.
Frank Henson. Yeah. God damn it. Yeah. Hockey Podcast Network. RD Hockey Podcast Network.com. Check it out. I'm sure Florida and Vegas podcasts on there are going deep shit. And I hate them for it.
What's up with Florida?
But also we love them because they're part of the network.
Yeah.
All right. For James Whitlock, Jordan Heckman, I'm Dennis Wasn't Saying.
Go Kings, go! Go Kings, go! Go Kings, go!
Some sugar, some bleed.
This is for you, James. Mm-hmm. Dude, this fucking music video is gnarly.